On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
The government's shared papers with the EU outlining some of its proposals for a new Brexit deal. It's described them as confidential technical documents. European Commission spokesperson Mina Andreeva says officials in Brussels are studying them.
With regards to written proposals, what I can confirm is that we have received documents from the UK, and on this basis we will have technical discussions today and tomorrow.
Meantime, the lawyer for ex-Conservative Prime Minister Sir John Major has started arguing against the actions of current Tory PM Boris Johnson. He's one of those setting out their opposition to the suspension of Parliament on the third day of a Supreme Court hearing.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
There are questions today over whether a man shot dead by police in Kent was actually pointing a gun at officers at the time. William Smith, who's been linked to the murder of a 73-year-old man, died when armed officers were called to Goudhurst in May 2016. At a pre-inquest review, it's been suggested there's little forensic evidence to suggest he was aiming at police. An inquest isn't expected to take place until November next year. Police say a vessel with suspected migrants on board has been found near Dover. It's understood 8 men were detained by Border Force officers in St. Margaret's Bay at around 7 this morning. A small boat seen on the beach has been seized. Figures seen by KMFM show bailiffs have been called on almost 43,000 times in just 1 year to recover unpaid council tax in Kent. The smallest debt they were asked to chase was for just over £14. In the last financial year, there were 78,500 court summons in the county to people who'd fallen behind with payments. Harry Fone from the Taxpayers Alliance has this advice for anyone struggling.
I know that the councils will try and work with people to ease the burden. So I think the best thing to do is contact the council and explain the situation. And I'm sure they will be able to offer some sensible advice that works well for both parties.
Police say no arrests have been made almost a year after an alleged chainsaw attack in Ashford. Armed police were called to Castle Street last September after reports of a man swinging a power tool around and threatening people. A shop window and nearby lamppost were also damaged. Officers are still investigating. With Stoptober around the corner, figures seen by KMFM show smoking rates in Kent and Medway are at their lowest ever level. Last year, 15% of people were regularly lighting up across the county. 43-year-old Pascal Benn from Gravesend gave up smoking almost a year ago and says it's had a massive impact on his life.
You only live once. Health is such an important thing to live your life to the max. If you think like a few days of discomfort to get through the physical addiction of giving up smoking compared to being free from cigarettes and really improving your health as a result of that, it's really a no-brainer. When I look at people now who smoke, I'm kind of can't quite believe that I did it for so long myself.
KMFM News.
Two people have been jailed for threatening a man and stealing around £500 from a property in Folkestone. The 25-year-old woman and 38-year-old man forced their way into the victim's home in St. John Street in February 2018 before running off with the money. They both pleaded guilty to robbery and have been locked up for a total of more than 5.5 years. And the Royal Navy's newest ship has been officially commissioned at a ceremony in Chatham. HMS Medway arrived in the town she's named after on Tuesday, will be here over the weekend. Commander Ben Power says it's a huge privilege to be captain of the vessel.
HMS Medway, I think, represents the future. You know, we are the second of five brand new offshore patrol vessels, far larger than the earlier offshore patrol vessels that the Navy currently has, and we're able as a platform to do so much more. So I can see the ships providing an ability to be deployed around the world as and when the government may require.
Part of events will also include a Freedom of Medway parade through Chatham on Saturday, which will finish at the Salute to the 40s event at the historic dockyard. Leader of Medway Council, Alan Jarrett, says it's a huge moment for the towns.
Oh, it's a tremendous achievement. We've worked really hard with the with various naval officers to pull this off and to get it commissioned in its in the place that bears its name is quite unusual, and we're really pleased to have achieved that. Absolutely thrilled.
HMS Medway will eventually be involved in counter-terrorism and anti-smuggling operations.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Football, and two English clubs are in Europa League action tonight. Manchester United start their group stage campaign at home to Astana of Kazakhstan. Meantime, last season's runners-up Arsenal begin in Germany against Eintracht Frankfurt. And in cricket, Kent have beaten Yorkshire by 433 runs in their county championship match. The home side were bowled out for 117 in their second innings. Kent's Darren Stevens took five wickets. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.